This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker, Paul Esposito here. Happy Thursday to you, and thanks for joining us here at WGOD for this Thursday, where we're going to hear for 15 minutes, we're going to hear what the Lord's messages for you today out of His Word. We know where God speaks, that is in His Word. It's why I've called this program WGOD Radio, because we're tuning into His frequency. Now, God's message to you today is entitled The Law of Liberty. We're in Romans chapter 14, and hopefully you won't be shocked by what you hear today. Hopefully this will confirm what you already know. The Christian, the law of liberty, that you and I were free to go to church whatever day we want. And the Word also says that we are free to eat whatever food that we want. That's where we're at here today. This will play Thursday and Friday, and this will play Monday as well. Now, this weekend, I invite you out to Island Community Church. This weekend, my sermon's entitled Skin for Skin. And it's a look at, well, that's actually taken from Job, and it's a quote by the devil himself. And that's what he says and what he believes, and it's what he is convinced that concerning you. Skin for skin, the devil says, all that a man has, he will give in exchange for his life. And that's what the devil thinks of us until we prove him wrong. So that's my sermon this week. It's a look at how Satan, his methods of getting to you to get you to sin. And it's not as obvious as you might think that it is. That's my message this Sunday morning, Island Community Church. We're at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island, Sunday morning at 10:30. Love to see you. Look for the podcast up on my Facebook page, WGOD Radio, or on my website, WGODradio.com. Now, here is part one of this message, The Law of Liberty. The Law of Liberty. Now, we're in chapter 14 of the book of Romans, and we got 3 weeks left to our study. We got today, then we got chapter 15 next week, and chapter 16 the week after. After that, perhaps we'll look at some Christmas messages maybe, and the great theology behind a lot of the Christmas carols. And then we'll have a long series looking at Bible prophecy. Last week, we looked at chapter 13 in Romans and submit to the government. I was hoping that we all would have had the understanding that Christians, you and I, are not called to be lawbreakers, but to be law-abiding, upstanding citizens, but not a part of this evil world. It's a fine line to walk to obey the government, but not approve of evil. Listen to what Peter wrote. 1 Peter 3:18. He said, finally, all of you be of one mind, having compassion for one another, love as brothers, be tender-hearted, be courteous, not returning evil for evil. Or reviling, that means to slander someone with speech. Or reviling for reviling. But on the contrary, blessing. Knowing that you were called to this, so that you may inherit a blessing.
For he who would love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips from speaking deceit. Let him turn away from evil and do good. Let him seek peace and pursue it. For the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous. His ears are open to their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against all those who do evil. And who is he that'll harm you if you become followers of what is good? That's what I said last week. Just obey the law and you won't get in trouble. You won't get shot. You won't get put in jail. Obey the law and stop sinning. That's the solution here. Who is he that'll harm you if you become followers of what is good? But even if you should suffer for righteousness' sake, you are blessed. Now, how many times was evil in that passage? 4, I counted. And the context here is living among evil people. Living among evil. This is an evil world, in case you have not noticed. He's not calling us to be lawbreakers, but to be obedient. Do not fight evil with evil, but you fight evil with good, he wrote. And this also from the Apostle Paul. He says, therefore, submit yourselves to every ordinance of man. Everyone hear that? Submit yourself to every ordinance of man. For the Lord's sake, not for your sake, and not for the president's sake. Or the king, or the governor, for the Lord's sake. Whether to the king as supreme, or to governors, or those sent by him for the punishment of evildoers, for the praise of those who do good. For this is the will of God, that by doing good, you may put to silence the ignorance of fools. Where am I at? I am in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 15, that was. This is the will of God, that by doing good, you may put to silence the ignorance of fools. As free, yet not using liberty as a cloak for vice, but as bondservants of God. Honor all people, love the brotherhood, fear God, honor the king. See, but not here in America. Sin reigns here in Jesus' name. No one's obedient to that anymore in this country. What's happened to Christians? We've become lawbreakers. Honor the king. Let's change king to president. Honor the president. No to willful sin. Or I should say, not to willful sin. Now remember, when Peter wrote this, Nero was emperor. When Peter wrote this, the president of the country was dipping Christians in oil and lighting his arena with them. When Peter wrote this, the emperor was starving the lions and would go weeks without feeding them. And then he would take the Christians and throw them to the lions. Now, Paul and Peter say, you call that man, sir. And you do whatever he says. You submit to every ordinance of man. If you don't, you're a lawbreaker and a sinner. The Bible's clear when you're to disobey that. Acts chapter 4. Do not talk about Jesus anymore. That's when you say, in a pig's eye, don't tell me that. I'll talk about Jesus wherever I go. You never silence to talk about Jesus. You decide, is what they said. Should we fear God or men? You decide. You're never to be silent about talking about Jesus. But you're not to be lawbreakers. You follow the law until the law contradicts the word of God. Then you follow God. Savvy? Let's move forward from here. The next thing Paul's going to share with the church is how to deal with weaker brothers. And he's going to talk to them about the freedom we have in Christ regarding how to serve him. Chapter 14, verse 1. It says, "Receive one who is weak in the faith, but not to disputes over doubtful things." It says, "Receive." Do you see that? Not dispute. And dispute over things that we're uncertain over, things we have doubts over. Receive one who is weak in the faith, but not to disputes over doubtful things. And here comes his list of doubtful things. Things that aren't written in stone. Verse 2. "For one believes he may eat all things, but he who is weak eats only vegetables." Notice it's the weak one that only eats vegetables. The strong one's going to Longhorns when he leaves here. I didn't say it. He said it. Do with it as you will. However, he's not done. "But let not him who eats despise him that doesn't. And let not him who does not eat judge him who eats, for God has received him." So the first issue is food. Food. A first century Jew, for the most part, would be reluctant to eat pork. And that's fine. This person might only eat vegetables. Or perhaps the first person is a vegetarian. Either way, no one is to judge the other for what they eat or refuse to eat, Paul says. He's free to eat what he wants without being judged by other Christians. Verse 4. "Who are you to judge another servant? To his own master he stands or falls. Indeed, he will be made to stand, for God is able to make him stand." Christians are free to eat whatever they like. Christians are free to refrain from eating whatever they like or don't like. Only keep the word of God out of it. I mean, don't break out your Bible to try to convince someone that God outlaws pork because he doesn't. You need to invest in a good New Testament. That's what you need. Now, Jesus said this in Mark chapter 7, verse 14. Mark 7, 14 says this. He says, "Hear me, everyone, and understand. There is nothing that enters into a man from outside that can defile him. But the things that come out of him, those are the things that defile a man. If anyone has ears to hear, let him hear." Now verse 19 adds this. It says, "This he said, thus purifying all foods." ESV. All right, New American Standard says this. "Thus he declared all foods clean." Do you hear me? Jesus Christ in Mark chapter 7, verse 17, has declared all foods to be clean.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio. And on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.